AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. NFL Week 17 continued at Soldier Field in Chicago, where offense was at a premium in a game played partly in a downpour. Correspondent David Schuster braved the elements.
Leonard Williams hit a pair of Seattle's 7 sacks as the Seahawks kept their playoff hopes alive with a 6-3 victory over the Bears. The combined 9 points was the lowest in an NFL game this season. Geno Smith completed 17 of 23 passes for 160 yards, with DK Metcalf hauling in 4 receptions. He talks about staying alive for a playoff spot.
It feels good, but you know, we still got to take care of our end and focus on next week and winning against the Rams.
With the victory, Seattle moves to 9-7. As for the Bears, they managed just 179 yards of offense. They never sniffed the end zone, and their losing skid is 10, dropping their record to 4-12.
Prior to the game, the Seahawks placed running back Kenneth Walker III on injured reserve as he rehabs an ankle injury. Elsewhere, the Cowboys confirmed that wide receiver CeeDee Lamb will be shut down for the final 2 weeks of the season while he nurses a shoulder injury. 3 college football bowl games took center stage on the day after Christmas. Quarterback Tucker Gleason accounted for 5 touchdowns in overtime to lead Toledo past Pittsburgh 48-46 in 6 overtimes, as the game above Sports Bowl in Detroit featured a great finish. Pitt dropped its final 6 games after opening the season 7-0. In Phoenix, Dylan Edwards ran for 196 yards and 3 touchdowns to help Kansas State rally from 17 down in the second half and beat Rutgers 44-41 in the Rate Bowl. And in the nightcap, Arkansas State held off Bowling Green 38-31 at the 68 Ventures Bowl. College hoops, a longtime ACC basketball coach has retired abruptly in the middle of the season. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Jim Larrañaga has stepped down as the University of Miami's men's basketball coach effective immediately. Larrañaga will be replaced by associate head coach Bill Courtney for the remainder of the season. The now former coach says he loves the university, but believes it's the right time to step away. Larrañaga joins a long line of prominent college basketball coaches who have left their jobs in recent years, citing the changes in the game and the challenge of coaching in the name, image, and likeness era.
Still to come, a look at the action on the hardwood and a coaching casualty in the NHL. NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander tallied a game-high 45 points on 15 of 22 shooting and 4 of 5 from downtown to lead the Thunder to their 9th straight win, beating the Pacers 120-114. Oklahoma City improved to a Western Conference best 24-5. The loss snapped Indiana's 5-game winning streak. The Sunshine State shootout featured the Heat and Magic hooking up in a battle of shorthanded teams. Correspondent Adam Spillane has the details.
Tyler Herro's 18-footer with 5/10 of a second left sealed the Heat's 89-88 win over the Magic. Herro finished the game with 20 points on 8 of 17 shooting as Miami overcame a 17-point second-half deficit.
It felt good just to get the win, you know. We felt sick to our stomachs after that last game, really giving up that lead. So just coming back in this building not even a week later and getting a win is very gratifying.
Alec Burks needed just 5 field goal attempts to score 17 points off the bench for the Heat. He made 3 three-pointers and connected on 6 of 7 free throws, while Jaime Jaquez Jr. chipped in 15 points. Jalen Suggs led the Magic with 29 points, but he finished with 7 turnovers, part of a 21-turnover night for Orlando.
In our nation's capital, Jordan Poole hit the game-winning triple with just under 9 seconds to go to lift the Wizards past the Hornets 113-110. The Wizards won their 5th game of the season, while the Hornets skid hit 6 games. Jalen Johnson had 30 points and 15 boards to help the Hawks take a bite out of the Bulls 141-133. Chicago played without 2 key rotation pieces and dropped its 3rd straight. Zach LaVine had a game-high 37 for the Bulls. Milwaukee was also shorthanded, missing both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, and it proved to be too much as the Nets knocked off the Bucks 111-105. Brooklyn's Cam Johnson led all scorers with 29. In Memphis, the scoreboard may need some lights replaced. Correspondent Mark Myers recaps the Grizzlies and Raptors shootout.
Memphis set a new franchise record for most points in a game with a 155-126 win over Toronto. 8 players scored in double figures, among them Zach Edey, who had 21 points to go along with 16 rebounds. Coach Taylor Jenkins liked what he got from his rookie center.
Overall, great performance by Zach, and hopefully he uses this as a confidence. Hey, this is what I can do, whatever the game's presenting on offense or defense.
Jaren Jackson Jr. also finished with 21 points, and Desmond Bane had 19. The Grizzlies have won 7 of their last 9 and 13 of 16. Toronto drops its 9th game in a row, R.J. Barrett was high man with 27 points.
In New Orleans, the banged-up Pelicans dropped their eighth in a row, falling to the Rockets 128-111. Houston's Jalen Green posted a game-high 30 points. Two West Coast games delivered heroic finishes. Scoot Henderson hit a turnaround jumper with a tenth of a second left to help the Trailblazers stun the Jazz 122-120. In Sacramento, the Pistons overcame a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit to shock the Kings 114-113 on a Jaden Ivey four-point play with 3.1 seconds left. Detroit is now 3-0 on its current four-game West Coast road trip for the first time since 2008. The news not as positive for Detroit's NHL team. The Detroit Red Wings fired head coach Derek Lalonde on Thursday, naming Todd McClellan as his replacement. The Wings lost three straight lopsided affairs going into the break and have dropped 21 of their first 34 games this season. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.